There is these two things that I'd like to bring to us this morning before I share with us why, you know, I came to make a decision. What I'd like to share with us, there are two occasions that we are going to celebrate at least today and tomorrow. Po, okay, as many of us understand and know that in October 31, 1517, the priest named Martin Luther nailed, you know, his 95 theses at the door of All Saints Church in Wittenberg, Germany. And from that time on, that was the day when we had commemorated the day of Reformation. So little did Martin Luther realize the impact of what he did and his making that stand to be able to expose the abuses and the wrong things and the sinful things that the church that time was espousing in terms of selling some indulgences to be able to come up with a fundraising program to be able to have some funds to put up a church. No, so Martin Luther stood against that, tradition, and of course we know the rest of the history. 504, I'm not mistaken. Today, no, ang Reformation Day po ay atin pa rin pong patuloy na sineselebrate, no, in the Protestant movement. And so right now, siguro po, hindi ko po nagawa po nung umaga, but kindly greet, no, your seatmates po, or tayo po, no, happy Reformation po sa bawat isa po sa atin, okay, sa katapatan po ng Panginoon Reformation Day. At sa biyaya ng Diyos, we were part of this movement, we were part of this work of the Lord. Only the Lord knows the impact of this, no, throughout history. At sa lahat po na pinagdaanan po natin, more than 500 years, kung paano po ang Ebanghelyo ng Panginoon was continually being bannered, how salvation by grace through faith alone in Christ alone, so that the glory be to God alone. So, until now, no, Reformation continues. Alam po natin, hanggang ngayon, hindi pa rin po nagre-recant, no, ang lumang church sa kanya pong ginawa. Hindi pa rin po inaamin ng lumang dating church, no, ang kanilang mga ginawang mga pag-aabuso at ang kanilang paniniwala patungkol sa kamatayan, at paano po ang kaligtasan sa pamagitan lamang ng ginawa ni Kristo. It's not by our own merits, brother. It's not by paying our way to heaven. It is only through the work of Jesus Christ on the cross. And that is the same message that we continue to proclaim until now, all throughout the world, all throughout the ages, and until the last breath, brethren. Hopefully, okay, sa pagdating po ng Panginoon, ito pa rin po yung mensahe na sinisentro po natin. Of course, okay, even through our time, marami pa rin po mga bagay na kailangan pa rin pong baguhin sa church po ng Panginoon. But with a solid message of grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, to God alone be the glory, hopefully, doon po matuon ang ating pansin as a church of the living God. And tomorrow, of course, we know that even as a nation or throughout Christendom, we are commemorating All Saints Day, okay, in which, of course, no, initially, maganda po ang intention ng pagdiriwang po na ito, na alalahanin po natin yung mga nauna, mga mananampalataya kay Kristo, the early saints who had gone before us, so that we acknowledge the Lord's work of grace upon them, how He had used them, and how they are right now experiencing the joy of heaven. But of course, no, sa lumang church po, hindi lamang po yun ang nangyari. Okay, this is an occasion for the old religion, the old church, no, to be able to pray for the dead. And of course, in the pagan way, some people even magnify the dead. No, kaya nga po, merong Halloween. Okay, this is really something we need to be reminded about. Na hindi po yun talaga isang galing no, sa pananampalatayang Kristiyano. Okay? We do not magnify the dead, even evil or sin or Satan. Okay? Ito pong mga images, no? Ito pong mga horror, ito pong mga bagay na pinapakita po. Okay? Have mercy on your children. Okay? Kung inyo po silang dinadamitan or binibigyan ng mga kung ano-ano pong mga bagay na ito, instead of just showing them, no, that the true biblical way to commemorate this occasion is to acknowledge the work of God's grace to save us from our sins so that we would be saved. Okay? At hindi po ito yung mga time na makikita po natin sa mga panahong ito na ginagawa po ng mundo. But as Christians, we are deliberate, okay, in the way that we declare the Word of God before all people and how we are to acknowledge God pa rin po in the midst of death, in the midst of all of these things that are happening all around us. And that brings me to the message this morning, which I have entitled, Eternity Matters. And I'd like you to open your Bibles with me to Luke chapter 16. Luke chapter 16, verses 19 to 31. Luke 16, 19 to 31. Let me read it for you from the NASB. Now there was a rich man, and he habitually dressed in purple and fine linen, joyously living in splendor every day. And a poor man named Lazarus was laid at his gate, covered with sores and longing to be fed with the crumbs which were falling from the rich man's table. Besides, even the dogs were coming and licking his sores. Now, the poor man died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. And the rich man also died and was buried. In Hades, he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and saw Abraham far away and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried out and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus so that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool off my tongue, for I am in agony in this flame. But Abraham said, Child, remember that during your time, your life, you received your good things. And likewise, Lazarus, bad things, but now he is being comforted here and you are in agony. And besides all this, between us and you, there is a great chasm fixed so that those who wish to come over from here to you will not be able, and that none may cross over from there to us. And he said, Then I beg you, Father, that you send him to my father's house. And I have five brothers in order that they will not also come to this place of torment. When Abraham said, They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. But he said, No, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them but from the dead, they will repent. But Abraham said to him, If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be persuaded, even if someone rises from the dead. Praise God for His word for us. And this passage, brethren, that we are going to look at really brings us face to face with acknowledging the reality of death and understanding the implications of death, of how important it is for us to know what happens after we die. Na sa ating pong panahon, sa mga time po na ito, habang tao ay naghahanda bukas in their hope that someday yung kanila pong mahal sa buhay would be granted the opportunity to enter heaven, that as they go to the cemeteries, perhaps they would offer up a prayer or maybe call some church, a churchman or someone that they know to pray for their loved ones. Meron nga po akong narinig, no, na kwento na isang tao na mayamang-mayamang po siya. Tinatanong po niya ngayon yung pari at sabi niya, Father, bakit, sabi po niya, ilang prayers pa ba? How many more prayers do we need to offer before our loved ones? We guarantee that our loved ones indeed reach heaven. And how many more prayers do we need to pray for, or how many more times do we need to go to the cemetery to be able to do all these things over and over and over so that our loved ones will finally go to heaven? And of course, the priest had no way to answer that except that he just said that let's just keep doing this so that hopefully, okay, as you pay your way, as you give more donations, your loved ones will guarantee his place or her place in heaven. And what a tragic way that is, no, to be able to show to the people what happens after death. Because even until now, these people keep on hoping and keep on trying to do all they can so that hopefully they would guarantee that their loved ones would end up in heaven. Because right now, this most unbiblical doctrine of a purgatory really has come into their thoughts and tradition, in their thinking, in the way that they perceive life after death. And we know that that really is so unbiblical. You cannot find any support for purgatory in the Bible. At dito po makikita po talaga natin ang kahalagahan para sa atin, mga kapatid, how we prepare for eternity. This is much better question, brethren, because we know what happens after we die. We cannot know for sure in terms of our way of thinking and human philosophy, and all these things and tradition would tell us, except with what the Bible declares to us from the Word. And this is one account from the whole of the Bible where Jesus Himself brings to us this account of the rich man and Lazarus concerning the implications of life after death. The implications of what happens to man after he dies. At ito po yung isang account, no, na pinapatunayan, pinapakita po dito ng Panginoon. Now, from the perspective of interpretation, brethren, I'd like us to note very carefully and just to balance, to give a balance to this message, brethren, we cannot come up with a whole theology or teaching about heaven and hell merely from this passage. Okay, so I'd like to give that outright, no, para po sa atin, para malino po para sa atin that we do not come up with a theology about hell or heaven. Bakit Hades dito? Bakit place of torment ang tinatawag dito? Bakit bosom of Abraham or paradise or whatever we call it right now? But what we preach, for example, is heaven or hell. Di po ba? But brethren, we need to look at this passage in connection with all the other passages in Scripture. Okay, if at that point, Jesus describes it as the bosom of Abraham, okay, at least at that point, we can be grateful for the Lord allowing us to see a glimpse of what that place we call now heaven looks like. Okay? So that we will not be debating, anong tawag doon? Bosom of Abraham ba talaga? Or heaven or paradise? Okay? But the whole doctrine of heaven, the whole doctrine of hell, okay, is already explicit in all other passages in Scripture that we see and we would read about. Okay? So consider that this account in Luke Primarily, okay, and on one hand, it is given to us as a story by the Lord, okay, even as a parable, okay, some also debate, no, in terms of looking at it purely from the perspective of a parable, because when you see a parable, it's really obvious. For example, they would say, a writer would say, or the Lord would say, this is a parable. But there's nothing here that we can find to prove that the Lord said, this is a parable, okay? You better be careful that you just treat them as symbolic. Okay, so when we see a parable, we look at it from the perspective of the symbolisms and the things that we can find if the Lord interprets it. For example, for us, the parable of the sower, or the parable of the seeds. Okay, it's clear the Lord interpreted that in terms of what the seed is or what the soil means and things like that. Okay, so we're clear about that. Now, all the other parables have also some other symbols that they represent in terms of spiritual meaning and significance. Now, on one hand, we can treat this in that way kasi hati po ito. Okay, makikita po natin, no, as we go along, okay, how the Lord treated this story. On one hand, it's like a parable, but on one hand, it's also a real event that took place. We do not know when it happened. We do not know who this character really are, okay, in terms of real life. But you see the difference there. The rich man was not identified. And it could probably be another rich man during the time of Christ, or the Lord knows when he picked that story up, you know, from history. And Lazarus, okay, was seemingly a real person during that time who existed, or someone who had lived, you know, for a time, but really his existence was obvious, or in terms of the reality that he experienced, the details about his life. The fact that he was a beggar, or someone may have noticed him, or saw and experienced the difficulties that he encountered. And somehow, dito po natin makikita, both being a parable and being a real story on one hand. No, kaya po, ang hirap po, no, kung itrato mo lang ito purely in the perspective of a parable, okay, you might miss out on certain areas kung paano din pinicture ng Panginoon yung mangyayari o nangyayari sa kanila after nila namatay. Okay? So just bear that in mind, brethren, because there is a seeming tension of that in terms of the realities of heaven and eternity. Okay? On one hand, we are here right now in this life, but we do not yet know so much about what happens after this. Now we are being shown all this, being described to us, but hopefully, okay, we learn certain lessons. And Christ here, what matters is his emphasis to awaken us about the realities of the afterlife. What really matters for us is that here we find the Lord giving us sufficient warning, or at least, you know, some form of warning to give to us and describe to us. Okay, pagdating po ng time na siya po ay mamatay sa krus, okay, dinescribe na po niya when this sinner who died with him, diba, today you will be with me in paradise. Okay, magkakaroon na po tayo ng idea. And then later on in the book of Revelation, we would find that heaven is now being described. Okay, the dwelling place of God and all of these things that we find. We do not know when that happened and how that happened, but okay, we could always debate on the terminologies, but they are referring to the same exact place where God brings his people after they die. And we in the New Testament have been given more light into this. We've given more light into this, brethren, in terms of looking at this from the perspective of the cross and from the perspective of the Bible, even in the book of Revelation. So here we find Christ awakening us to the realities of the afterlife. We see here, brethren, the glories of heaven and the torments of hell. And this should compel us to respond to Christ. Now, as we are hearing this, as we are looking at this story, we do not treat it merely as something that happened in the past or which the Lord related to the people that had no significance at all now into our lives. This is something that we can consider, brethren, that should affect us in the way that we treat our lives today and in the way that we give importance to the life hereafter. Because when these things pinapakita po sa atin ng Panginoon, while at that point there was a tension, ngayon po mas klaro na po sa atin ang destination po natin, mas klaro na po sa atin ang kahinatnan po ng tao pagkatapos po niyang mamatay. Mas klaro na po sa atin ang Ebanghelyo. It is now been made clear to us who the Lord Jesus Christ is. That He has come, that He has revealed Himself, and He has revealed everything to us. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the narrow gate, the narrow road, and the way for us to enter heaven. And nothing less and nothing else. Brethren, so it is crucial that we respond to Him hopefully, positively, and to have Him as our most treasured possession and goal. Now, I'm talking to believers. I'm talking to Christians first and foremost, because God wants us to be encouraged. God wants us to see how we value eternity in the light of all that we experience here today in this life, that we value what matters really, what matters most as far as God is concerned. And we do not fix our eyes on this life or in this life merely, but there's something we look forward to with God in heaven. At the same time, brethren, this serves as a warning for those who do not yet know the Lord Jesus Christ. If you are here and you keep on rejecting the Lord, if you keep on not listening to the message of the gospel, time might come when death overtakes you and there's no more hope for you. There's no more hope for you. I'd like to tell us also, brethren, another thing we can find in the story is the rich man was unnamed, Lazarus was named, and you know the meaning of Lazarus? His name means, God is my hope. God is my hope. And really stands in contrast with this man who was so well, maybe in his time, in his community, he might have been well known, even though the Lord really did not include his name. And really, that's the destination of those who do not know Christ. They'll just be numbered among those people, okay, who perished, and nothing else to bring them or their memory about, to be concerned about their memories. But to Lazarus, there's something that we can find, and someone to whom the Lord gives importance as He relates His story. And someone who had experienced, maybe in this life, he did not have all the luxuries. He did not have all the abundance. He did not have, look at the rich man. He was happily dressed in purple and linen. Only kings, only rich people can afford those things. He was living in splendor every day, practically. And maybe to some degree, okay, he would come up with some, maybe in his mind, no, feeling ko, gusto ko lang maghanda ng maraming pakatay, ng maraming mga baka. Okay, he can just do that, okay, in his liking and just invite all the people in the community to have a feast. And they would do that no problem at all. He would do that daily and experience and lavish and display all of his wealth. Brethren, the food, perhaps, the things that they experience during those times is cannot be totally be described, and describing also the man living in a mansion, perhaps, no, because a gate was mentioned here, and during those times hindi lang pipitsuging gate po yan, no, kung gated yung house mo talagang lavish yung kayamanan mo, and maybe you have a mansion, okay, of course from the standard of that time. Okay, hindi man siguro konkreto kagaya o bakal o gawa sa anumang materyales, no? But really, you can count that all the things that this man had experienced and had were really top of the line, of course. Okay, maybe he belongs, no, to that society of sa time natin, Fortune 500 or all the rich people. He could have been at the forefront of magazines, or maybe kinikilala po na celebrity or something like that. Okay, but you know, okay, this man. But to Lazarus, okay, maybe he was nothing. And sa kanilang experience sa buhay, makikita rin po natin talaga dito ang kanya pong situation. Okay? And he was just laying there at the gate. He was crippled. He was with sores, longing to be fed with crumbs. Wow. No, kahabag-habag po ang kanya pong situation. And not only that, maybe he did not have any more friends. He did not have anyone to care for him. Or relatives at that. And buti na lang, may mga aso pa rin po na that would lick his sores and have compassion on him. At least, di ba? Tinutulungan siya para pagalingin po yung kanyang sakit. Okay, yung mga sores po niya. But that this describes the kind of situation that he lived, brethren. And I want to emphasize to us four important things so that we are given the opportunity now to have that perspective about the afterlife. Brethren, first of all, know the certainty of death. Know the certainty of death. In both this man, the rich man, and Lazarus, there's one thing they have in common. Although they have so much despair, so much really contrast, no? Sa buhay po nila, and nakikita po natin, they have one thing in common, and that is the grave. That is the grave. Ecclesiastes 3:19-20 describes it for us. There is just one destination for us. Okay, both beasts and people alike experience death. We will all die. We will all experience death. Brethren, there is no hiding about it, even if people try to exclude this in their discussion, try to evade talking about death. May mga kilala po ba kayo na ganoon? If they were talking about death, they would divert the topic and they would want to talk something else. You're talking about the pandemic, you're talking about the difficulties of life, but you can talk about all these things except about death. But somehow here, brethren, we are given the opportunity to realize that death is sure, that death is certain. And we know that when this death comes, it's the end of it, of our story in this life, of course. Luke chapter 12, we find the rich man in the story boasting of himself and trying to really declare to himself, "Oh my soul, you are already become rich. Okay, might as well enjoy your riches, eat, drink, be merry. And I build a bigger barn. I want to store more. I want to have more. I want to experience all the luxuries, all these enjoyments that I have as a rich man." We may not know ano po ang dahilan ng kayamanan po niya, whether by good means and ways that he had been given all of those wealth, kagaya po nitong rich man, hindi po natin masasabi na ninakaw po niya yung kayamanan po niya. But maybe he was a decent man at that, brethren. At kahit anuman po ang kanyang kalalagayan, he was really rich. And yet, at this point in Luke 12, we would find the Lord telling the man, or God telling the man, "You fool! Today, your soul will be required from you. And what will happen to your wealth? Who will be enjoying all those things that you have so worked for, and then you just die at the moment that you were just trying to enjoy the things that you have? And you came here with nothing, and you bring nothing with you, when you leave. You came here on this earth. Remember, to dust or from dust we came, and to dust we will return. So that physical death that the Bible describes is both physical and spiritual, occurs to all mankind as a penalty for sin. God warned Adam and Eve, for in the day you will eat of it, you will surely die. In Romans 6, 23, for the wages of sin is death. Of course, we find the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, the other half of that. So we're talking about death, bread, and both physical and spiritual death. At kung tayo po ay natitinag na sa physical na kamatayan, hindi po ba dapat mas matinag pa po tayo lalo pag pinag-usapan na po yung spiritual na kamatayan? A death that happens not only today, brethren, but for eternity. And so kung kaano ka nagpiprepare for your death in this physical life, ganun ka dapat magprepare din para sa spiritual life. The New Bible Dictionary describes this. It says, we die not as bodies, merely as individual bodies, but as people in the totality of our being. It's not just our physical bodies, brethren, that we are concerned about here. We are spiritual creatures. God has given us this soul and body. So that hindi lang po natatapos doon sa grave ang ating pong buhay. Some people just have that flippant idea that when you die, you die. That's the end of it. No, no way. And we might even think, okay, this poor man died and that's it. This rich man died and that's it. As far as we are concerned, of course, physically, when you're talking physical death. But it is not when you're talking about spiritual death. And this certainty, brethren, we need to know. We need to know and be able to realize it. The sooner we understand, the sooner we accept it, the sooner we will be prepared. The sooner you would do whatever God calls us to do, so that others might not be overtaken unprepared. Secondly, brethren, know, of course, first, the certainty of death. Expect, secondly, the finality of judgment. The finality of judgment. Verse 22, and 20, now the poor man died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. And the rich man also died and was buried. In Hades, he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and saw Abraham far away and Lazarus in his bosom. And the word torment there being mentioned several times. Brethren, just notice that so that we will be able to see the emphasis of that and the kind of experience this man had. It's not just like, well, he was partying a bit and, you know, he was experiencing some discomfort. No way. He experienced indeed the torment and the judgment of God in terms of the finality of their experience. A great chasm existed between them. And we know here from this experience, yes, even if this rich man died with all the accolades, maybe in his deathbed, some people would give all the eulogies and the good things. And, you know, this guy was a good man. You know, this guy really, you know, rest in peace, man. Okay, but that's not the reality, brethren. We know that he was not resting in peace here today. He was not experiencing any of those things. And of course, his memory is forgotten. Okay, he lived and he died and he was buried. And that's it for him as far as being able to remember him and just knowing whatever significance he might have to the Lord and to his kingdom work and how it impacts eternity. But here is Lazarus being lifted up, being brought into Abraham's bosom, and being ushered into the kingdom of God. What a blessing, brethren. We see that both in terms of the finality, Hebrews 9:27, for it has been appointed for man to die once, after that to face judgment. Hindi na po natin mababago po yan, mga kapatid. Wala na pong pwede pong magbago po na niyan. Ang destinasyon po ng taong, patutunguhan po ng tao. Health, wealth, and prosperity in this life does not in a way guarantee any place in heaven. It will not. Remember again another story of another rich man. Okay, I'm not saying this in all necessity, brethren, kung mayaman ka, hindi ka pupunta ng langit. Hindi po yon ang punto po dito. Okay, because marami din po mga tao sa langit ang mayaman. Okay, just imagine David, just imagine Abraham, just imagine all those godly men he had gone before us. Okay, but this rich young ruler in Mark 10 came to Jesus one day and asked Jesus and said, Lord, what must I do to inherit eternal life? We know the rest of the story. The Lord showed him the Ten Commandments and the commandments of God, and he said, I've done that from my youth. And then the Lord confronted him with the real issue in his life that he could not depart from his riches. When the Lord told him, one thing you lack, go, sell all you have and give to the poor and you will have riches. Heaven, come follow me. And the man departed sad because he had great wealth and he was not willing to depart from his wealth. He was not willing to surrender everything he had for the Lord. And yes, brethren, we might be wealthy, we might be experiencing these things. Thank God for your blessings. Thank God for your wealth. Thank God for your riches. Acknowledge Him. Be grateful for those things. But know that your hope is not on those things. Know that those things one day will not last. Know that one day you will not be able to bring them with you. And that's why it is important for you to invest in eternity. It is important for you to understand what the Lord's purposes are for you for those things. Read 1 Timothy 6, okay? And you will find how Paul gave a counsel to the rich, how you can be rich in the next life, not just for the present life, but in the life to come. But there is no way, we're not saying here that wealth, no, but of course, we see his affection, we see his heart, brethren. On the other side, poverty does not automatically signify you going to heaven because you are poor. Not automatically, brethren. We know that there are also poor people in hell. And they were proud in their poverty that they did not acknowledge the Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, what determines man's destiny is how they acknowledge Christ in their lives. What Christ means to them while they had lived, who Christ is as the way, the truth, and the life, that no one comes to the Father except through Him, that there is no salvation apart from Jesus Christ, Acts 4, verse 12. And we will be judged, brethren, with what we care the most in this life and how we have treated the Lord, what we had pursued so far in our lives. Dun po tayo. Yeah, mag-account. Doon po tayo tatawagin ng Panginoon. What did you do with my son? How did you treat him? Did you acknowledge him in your life as your way, your truth, and your life? Did you know him as your resurrection and the life? Did you confess him before men and acknowledge him as your Savior and Lord? How did you treat him? How did you bear my name to the people around you? Did you really come to confess me as your hope, as your salvation, as the one who could give you eternal life? And most especially now in our time, the death of Jesus Christ on the cross. How we ought to love Him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And then be confronted that we have not done that, and it's only through Jesus Christ that we will be able to love the Lord and love our neighbors. It is only through the message, brethren, that we will be able to acknowledge and be ready for the day of judgment. How we treated the Lord, how we had confessed Him in our lives, how we had surrendered and truly believed in His Son, Jesus Christ, to be the one who would give of Himself for us. So, brethren, know the certainty of death. Expect the finality of judgment. Thirdly, consider the eternality of God's decision, which is our or your destination. Look at their destination, brethren, the place of torment, and then the other one, Abraham's bosom. And here we find the rich man acknowledging and asking Abraham to dip, send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool off his tongue, for he was in agony in the flame. Abraham said there is a great chasm that existed and no one can come, no one can really transfer in both location, each location. So that we know, brethren, God's decision is final and it is eternal. It will be for all eternity that we experience that. It is either the glories of heaven or the agonies of hell. There is no middle ground. There is no purgatory. There is no place that they call limbo or whatever it is. There is no soul sleep. There is no annihilation. There is no reincarnation. Brethren, heaven or hell? The agonies of hell or the glories of heaven? Hopefully, we find heaven is the most wonderful place, destination we could ever imagine. The way the Lord just described it here was perhaps just new in terms of the theology of heaven. But we know eventually, you know, as we look at the rest of the scriptures, we see that that doctrine developed in our understanding and how we appreciate even more the kingdom of God, how we appreciate more the glorious paradise that the Lord had promised, this bosom of Abraham, and all of this, how the Lord just described it for us so that we see an example of faith and how we can truly know that the only way to God is through His Son, Jesus Christ. We see in Psalm 116:15, precious in His sight is the death of His godly ones. Yes, brethren, it is precious in that God does not just take the death of a godly one. No, flip or hindi po minamaliit ng Panginoon ang kamatayan ng kanyang mga minamahal. Okay, mahalaga po ang buhay, lalong-lalo na na mga naman ng palataya kay Kristo. Even in places where Christianity is being banned and people are being martyred, do not think that the Lord was just throwing away the lives of these people. No way. In this passage, we see how the Lord gives importance to the death of His loved ones, how He recognizes them, how He calls each of them by their name and calls them even from the perspective of eternity, brethren. Hebrews 11, you would find these men, okay, being shown to us. Literally, their names were given to us. Of course, you cannot do that for the rest of the scriptures. And that's why you would find He would just call on some names, brethren. But even if they are unnamed, we can still see how precious in the Lord is the death of His godly ones. And even after death, that's what's more important, that really, what really counts as far as God is concerned. Because to die, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. And you can find that all throughout Scripture, that instead of pitying these men and women who died before us, or people who had gone before us, yes, we miss them. Yes, brethren, we grieve in our hearts for them as we remember them. And in a way, we just ponder about how they've been part of our lives. Eh, habang inaalala ko po yung aking mama, so I'm sure, no, sa atin, ito pong November 1, bukas, no, sa pag-aalala-ala po natin, lalo na kung mga mahal natin sa buhay na kay Kristo, we'll be able to just say, Lord, I am grieving, I am sad, Lord, I miss this family member, Lord, but I know that right now, Lord God, experience po niya yung mga bagay na ma-experience ko rin pagdating sa inyo, Panginoon. If you have dead loved ones who did not know Christ, yes, in a way, we might just also, in a way, parang nag-grieve po tayo, sayang. But brethren, know that God is sovereign, and know that God's judgments are right, and His judgments are perfect. So might as well just leave that in the hands of God and say, Lord, sa mga nabubuhay pa ngayon, Panginoon, give me the opportunity to share the gospel. Give me the chance, Lord God, to show them what glorious heaven is. And give us also a warning about hell, brethren. The torment, the difficulty, the flames and the burnings without being consumed. Wow, unimaginable. We can even imagine, brethren, you putting your hand on the flames and letting it linger for just a second or two, or in a few minutes. You do not enjoy that, do you? Hindi natin gagawin po yun. Ayaw po natin yun. But being in flames, experiencing the pain and the agony and the consciousness of that punishment and torment, brethren, this is the place where unrepentant sinners experience the everlasting punishment. And what greater punishment, brethren, is the separation from God, being away from His mercy and His love. Oh, this is more agonizing. Not being to experience God's presence, God's mercy, God's love, where there is so much pain for all eternity. Unimaginable po itong bagay po na ito, mga kapatid. But now, we need to ask ourselves, how are we responding to Christ? Will most affect our destiny? How are we responding to Christ? Will determine where we will go from this life. And we need to consider these things for us. Once it is done, then it is done. Proverbs 11, when a wicked man dies, his expectation will perish. The Lord, in Psalm 1 also, hindi na sinulat po dito, the Lord knows the way of the wicked, but the way of the wicked will perish. They can only look forward to that time when God will just finally destroy them, and not utterly destroyed, but experience the agony of hell. At tayo po na nabubuhay, we begin to feel that pain, brethren. Hopefully not in that way that we will be motivated to share the gospel. But we reflect, brethren, the compassion of Christ. And we feel the pain of these people. But at the same time, we are passionate for the glory of God. It will be fair, brethren, when God brings people in hell. We will not question that judgment of God. We will say from our hearts, Lord, You are righteous. Even when we grieve, Lord, maisip namin, Panginoon, bakit po meron pong place ng impyerno? Why is that place, Lord, that horrible place? Oh God. But instead of judging and saying God is unmerciful and unrighteous, or He does not have any love and compassion, we need to see that from His holiness, brethren, that was spurned, and people were given the opportunity time and again to make that decision, to make that choice, to be able to acknowledge Him in their lives. And yet, they did not do it, because the last point, brethren, is this. Yes, we know the certainty of death. Yes, we expect the finality of judgment. Yes, we consider the eternality of God's decision and our destination. But yes, brethren, in this story we find to realize the opportunity of salvation now, not later. You see here, as the rich man asking Abram and talking with Abram back and forth, Abram referred to him, you cannot come. There is no way you do this. Now we're not saying that one day in heaven and in hell we will be able to really you be able to talk to the that's where the story perhaps limits our understanding in terms of the realities of hell, the forever separation that we experience from those people who are agonizing and experiencing all of those things. But just for the sake of this story, the Lord just wanted us to picture before our eyes, as this rich man was asking Abraham, Father, addressing him even as Father, he had even to try to persuade Abraham na utusan pa si Lazarus or magpadala pa ng tao sa mundo. No, he was just used to that kind of life, that commanding people and telling people and people obey his whims and his wishes. But this guy was not given that chance. And Abraham just plainly told him, they have the prophets. Let them hear them. In fact, no, if you look at even the story, look at verse 30. He could not say, yes, Father Abraham, okay, I surrender. No. He, even at the last point in his life, he said, no, Father Abraham. But if someone goes from the dead, they will repent. That was his presumption from the beginning. And even in death, he was not repentant at all in terms of knowing that the only way to God is to acknowledge Jesus Christ. Hanggang dun sa kanyang kamatayan, hanggang dun sa kanyang agony, pinapakita pa rin po niya ang maling theology po niya, ang maling pangunawa po niya. In terms of being able to warn, if someone goes to them and shows some miracles. Brethren, no one is saved by miracles and signs. We need to know that salvation is now. And we need to realize na hindi po natin mababago po iyon. What more proof do we need when Christ has already shown himself in the scriptures? He has already provided before us. John 20, 30 to 31. These things I have written so that you may know that Jesus is the Son of God, and that by knowing Him, you may have life in His name. That's the whole point of the Gospel of John. He wanted people both to realize Jesus being the Son of God, the true God Himself, so that by knowing Him, by believing in Him, they may have eternal life. When Jesus came, brethren, the message was made clear. It was made known all throughout mankind. And even until the time in Reformation, and until now, brethren, His message continues on to be proclaimed. So that even in Acts chapter 1, verse 3, He has showed signs and wonders, and in 40 days, brethren, in His resurrection, He showed Himself unmistakably to the disciples to convince them there is no mistaking of His resurrection from the dead. They were not merely hallucinating. They were not merely imagining things. It was not something that they took or a lie that they invented. Jesus indeed rose from the dead. And we have witnesses for that, brethren. We had countless of witnesses. And not to mention, brethren, lives being changed. People who were willing to die for the sake of the gospel. God had already shown that. There is no more need for more proofs. There is no more need for someone to die from the dead or to resurrect from the dead. But of course, we know Jesus was in a way alluding to His resurrection in this. He had already risen from the dead, and yet people still do not believe. People still do not believe. At dito, sabi nga ng rich man na ito, if only, you know, someone goes to them, they will repent. How presuming are you that they will repent? They're hearing this now, and they continue to hear this until now, and then they did not, until the day of their death. If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, they did not even listen to his son, then nothing else will. No other message will convince them. But brethren, it is our hope that until now God makes the good news available for those who are still alive. God still makes the good news available. And still now, God is calling people that Jesus suffered and died on the cross to pay for our sins so that we might not be in hell and enter heaven. This message, brother, we continue to proclaim to the people around us. God still gives opportunity for lost sinners to come to repentance and have a saving knowledge of Him. Luke 15, you see the compassion of the Lord here. Even at the very end, even of this story, brethren, the fact that Abraham would be willing to talk to this guy was an act of compassion. An opportunity for this story to be laid before us so that we will not presume about our life and realize there is still opportunity. But do not take your time. Do not take your time. The Lord is calling the lost to Himself. He is calling people to repent everywhere. He is not willing that people should perish, but that people might come to repentance. Yes, brethren, that is still the heart of God. Yes, we know that, yes, there will be people who will die and suffer in hell. But the Scripture still declares to us, on one side, brethren, He is merciful and compassionate. He is not willing. Although these people end up in hell, not because God is willing, but because they chose that, because they're responsible for rejecting the Son of God. They are responsible for what they've done. They were responsible for how they've treated the message and His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. So yes, brethren, know the certainty of death. Expect the finality of judgment. Consider the eternality of God's decision, your destination. Realize the opportunity for salvation. It is now, not later. Know for sure that everlasting life, joy, and peace comes from the Lord alone. The world's riches do not bring lasting happiness. And we know that, brethren. We know that there is no security in this life. With all the uncertainties, with all the pandemic, with all the bad people, with all the injustices, with all that we are experiencing now, how we wait for that day when the Lord will finally bring us into His heaven. So it is vain for us to put our hope in the world because it will not bring happiness. Let us be truly satisfied in God and God alone. Leave our life of sin. And let nothing hinder us from pursuing and honoring Him. Let us continue, if we are believers in Christ, treasure Him, love Him, honor Him. Live your life as an instrument of God, a blessing to the world. Do not allow anything in your life to be something that will just be about you. Sayang. Yung opportunity po ng taong ito, kung nakilala lamang po niyang Panginoon to help Lazarus or to be able to show compassion for other people. Eh, mas concerned pa nga po siya sa mga kapatid niya, sa mga relatives niya, kamag-anak niya. Wala po siyang pakialam kay Lazarus. And yes, but I did not say we do not have need not to be concerned about our relatives. But in this particular instance, he was just so centered on himself. And not being able to realize the mission that God wants for him and for us, brethren. Yes, let's lavish in God's goodness and new mercies every day. We only have a few years in this life and the whole of eternity to be concerned about. So now is the day of salvation. Now is the day of repentance. If you're hearing this and you do not yet know the Lord, we plead with you. Follow the Lord. Know His way of salvation. It is not through tradition. It is not by praying and later on or asking someone to pray for the dead. No one will be able to change their destiny by doing that. It is vain for us to do these things. But what we have right now is you, your life. and how you're responding right now to the message of the Lord. For us who are believers, let us boldly proclaim Christ, because eternity truly matters. Eternity truly matters. And so, binigay ng Panginoon ngayon at hanggang sa dulo, mga kapatid, and malinaw na po sa atin ang mensahe ng Diyos, let us prevail, let us continue, let us see all these things from the light of the Word of God. Let us pray. Father, we praise your name. Eternity really matters to you and to us who are your children. We do not deserve you, Lord, but we thank you for how you've given this story, Lord God, so that we, as your children, will be able to know and recognize, Lord, the very things you want us to focus on as we talk about the afterlife, as we talk about death, as we talk about heaven or hell. We pray indeed, Lord, during these times, during this season, Lord, as a nation, as a people, ang dami pa rin mga kababayan kami, Panginoon. Hanggang ngayon, Panginoon, nakatali pa rin po sa tradisyon. Hanggang ngayon, Panginoon, we're being blinded, Lord, by this falsehood, by this lie, Lord, of purgatory. But your light, Lord God, has already been shown. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for sending your Son, Jesus, so that right now we could have the assurance of life everlasting through Him, who is our way, our truth, and our life. Lord, burn this message in our hearts. Let it impact, Lord God, our daily living. Let it truly persuade us, Lord, on what truly matters before you in this life. So that, Lord, what we do in this life, Lord, we see it, we consider it, Lord, in the light of eternity. Thank you, Lord, for all your children you have brought to this place. Thank you, Father. Help us to be able to minister to our loved ones. Help us to be able to rejoice in your salvation. Help us to be able to worship you and exalt you for each and every day of our lives. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise and glory, O God. Thank you even for the opportunity, Father, to give to you our tithes and offerings. Thank you for all the blessings that you bestow upon our lives, the riches that we enjoy, Lord, the provisions that comes from your hand, the opportunities, Lord God, to be able, Lord, to experience comfort, opportunities, Lord God, to be able to taste and know your love and your goodness, Father, even in physical and material things. Thank you, O God, for your faithfulness. But Lord, more than that, Lord, we rejoice in our riches in Christ, our eternal riches in you. Thank you, Lord, that we have been blessed beyond measure. We honor and love you, Lord, as we give back these things to you, Lord. Help us to give with faith. Help us to give with love. Help us to give knowing that you are a great provider. Bless each one as we go forth, Lord. May your protection rest upon us and our families as well, O Lord. And help us, Father, to be able to bring the message of the gospel wherever it is that you bring us, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Good morning po. God bless all of us. Happy Reformation Day po. Thank you.